time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Today's edition is a school update, and joining me I have Kyle Hansen. He's a fourth grade teacher and the archery supervisor at Castle Heights Elementary. We're going to talk all things archery because they just had a competition that kind of blew everybody else away. So, Kyle, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's talk about your kids and some archery and what really went on up there.
They got together and they shot out of their minds is pretty well what happened.
That's what I'm hearing. So how many kids came out for archery at Castle Heights?
So we started the year with about 90, and I only had spots for 48. So I started the year having to make a ton of cuts to build my team, and then we just went from there.
And so you just had your, was it a regional competition or?
State tournament.
State tournament. And so how did you guys do?
So I took two teams. My second team took third place in the state with a score of just over 2,400 points. And then my team one took first for the third year in a row, and they scored 3,013.
And so how many other schools were at this? Were they going up and competing against?
There was about 15.
And those are your elementary school, the two elementary teams that you took with you?
Correct.
One took first, the other took third.
Yes, sir.
In the state.
Yep, that's what we did.
That's pretty impressive. And, you know, we've talked before in the past about this. What clicks with the school kids, with kids in this area and archery?
I wish I knew.
Because it just seems like you have these, and it's not just Castle Heights, it's everywhere, has these huge numbers of kids that go out for archery.
Yeah, it really took off in the district this year. We launched the program at Creekview Elementary, and they had about 70 kids that came out for their team of 24. And then we also launched it at Carbon High as well.
And once again, like I said, it just kind of has exploded here in the area, and you've got more kids than you've got space for.
We do.
And that's, I guess, in some ways a good problem to have.
It is, but it's a hard problem.
It is. It's a tough one, especially at the elementary school level. It's really hard to do that. And the other thing I would ask is, you know, did you have anybody that has just excelled?
Have you
had any people that, any of your kids that are just doing phenomenal things out there?
We did. One of the things that they do is they give awards for the top three boys and the top three girls in the age division.
Mm-hmm.
And at Castle Heights, we brought home all six of those
wow
awards. So we had the number one boy, girl, two, and three, all from it was from my team one.
That's amazing. That and once again, like I said, it's just crazy that this has exploded the way that it has in the area. So now what's next?
So now in April, it's the 25th of April, if I remember correctly, we'll be headed back to Salt Lake. And if they shoot well, we should come home ranked in the top three in the Western U.S.
And that's just crazy. And that's nationals, you said, correct?
Yeah.
And so nationals this year is in Salt Lake City for archery.
It is.
And you'll be taking your two teams again, or just the?
I can take them.
How does
them,
that work?
I can take them both. They've both qualified. I've just got to figure out if I've got time to prepare both of them.
Uh-huh. And then so, the rest of the district did well did pretty well as well.
They did. Creekview was a first year program, and they snuck in right between my two teams at second place. Sally Morrow Elementary went as well, and they came in fourth. Mont Harmon took first in the middle school division. Helper took third, and Carbon High as a first year program came in second.
And this is just, it's just crazy. And it's a great thing, because what would you say kids take away from archery? That, you know, is it the concentration? Is it what do they get from archery that would kind of help them even in school?
What I see, I've got several kids on my teams that are in my class, and what I see with them is I can start to draw some connections in concentration, in focus, in working hard and overcoming challenges. And they can kind of take that and move on.
And so, once again, we're talking with Kyle Hansen. He is a fourth grade teacher and the archery guru. We're going to call you the guru if you can pull those kind of numbers from Castle Heights. Castle Heights just had a great showing at the regionals. In fact, the entire school district had a great showing at the regionals. So, once again, you said going forward, we're looking towards April now.
We are.
All right. So, April is Nationals. It's in Salt Lake City. You'll be hearing a lot more about it the closer that it gets. Is there anything else we needed to cover?
You know, we had a ton of kids that did really well. I had the top four girls in the state. And from the boys, I had first, second, third, fifth, sixth, seventh, ninth, and 11th. And they did well. The other thing that my team one did is they set some state records. They set the record for the highest score ever scored by an elementary team in the state. They set the record for the most bullseyes ever shot by an elementary team. And if I looked at the number of bullseyes, the only middle school in the state that beat them was Mont Harmon, and there was only three high schools in the state that shot more bullseyes than they did.
And you know what? That's the great thing about this now is you're building a program.
Yeah.
And it will carry on through to Mont Harmon and to the high school eventually as well.
Yeah, and that's the goal, is to just make a dominance within Carbon County and the Carbon School District in
Sounds
archery.
Like you're well on your way.
And it's that's one thing I'd never realized until this year, is it's not like basketball or drill team where it's a classification. Mm-hmm. You've got 1A schools to 6A schools all in the same tournament. So that makes it even more impressive and interesting.
It really does. Well, Mr. Hansen, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it. And good luck in the future and good luck at Nationals.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck deciding who to take.
Yeah.
Sounds like that's going to be the toughest part.
Probably.
All right. So thanks for stopping by. Now, for more information on these and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.